I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it is the power. It's the power of God. Oh, glory. I'm the God, the power of God. I'm the salvation to them that believe, to the Jew, to the Greek. I believe that Jesus lives. I believe.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
I've been talking about the deception of Satan. And Satan is so subtle. He's so subtle. He does things that you I probably wouldn't even pay any attention to, like last Sunday's Sunday school lesson. It's about praise and worship. There's nothing wrong with praise and worship, but the praise and worship is worshiping God for what He's done for us. But if we just most of Christianity, we are taught to pray for blessings, blessings, blessings. But like I said, we have to do what God says do. See, God's promises are sure, but they got strings on them, baby. They got you got to do what God says to do in order to get His blessings. God is merciful. He don't give us what we deserve. He gives us more than what we deserve, because he's just merciful like that. But He says, like Jesus says, how can you love Me if you don't do what I say? Now, if He didn't want you to do what He say, why did He record it in the book? You know, and all those Israelites, every time they got in trouble, that praise and worship was coming out of exile. They had been for 70 years slaves, prisoners. In a foreign country because of their disobedience. If they had not been disobedient, they wouldn't have been in the first place if they did like God told them to do. But every time God brought them out, all through the Old Testament, you read where God said, return to me. If you had done like I said, your trouble wouldn't have been. But we go right on and on and on. All praise, like we think we can praise God. You can't con God. Matter of fact, most of you can't con me. But conning God is just it's out of the question. Don't even think about it. You can't do it. If you would do what God says do, the blessings would come automatically. Proverbs 10:22 says the favor of God makes rich and adds no sorrow. In other words, you don't really have to ask about things like back to Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You don't have to get out there and work three jobs and two or three jobs and trying to have a nice house, a nice car, and nice clothes and stuff like that. You don't have to do that. If you would seek first God's way and do things God's way, they would come like with no struggle. You make sacrifices to go to school and all that, But that, you're going to do that anyway. You have to go live by the rules, God's rules. You live by rules here in the United States. The United States got rules. If you don't live by the rules, what they do? Put you in jail. Sometimes even worse than that, depending on how the rules you break. But God got rules too. Jesus is coming back to earth. Even our rules are contaminated. But Jesus is coming back to earth to take over the government. Like I said, not to take you back to heaven, and he's gonna come back for us. And if we have not been doing what he says, I can't say what it's gonna be. But I wanna be in on that first resurrection. And to be in that first resurrection, you're gonna have to do what God says do. And like I said, my brothers and sisters, I'm no role model for anybody. I'm just nobody, as that song says, just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can help you, that loves you. Somebody, the one that created everything you can see and even that you don't see. That's the one. If you could believe his word, his written word, even though it's been tampered with, there's still enough truth in it to save us. I firmly believe that. I believe that. If I didn't believe that, you wouldn't be listening to my voice now, because I don't have no sponsors. Like I said, I don't have no sponsors. I'm not asking for no sponsors. My church or nobody else supports me. This is strictly Brother Gasby. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be doing this. I'm doing it out of love for you and because I believe my Father told me to do it. No ulterior motives whatsoever. I'm not looking for a church. If I was looking for a church, I definitely wouldn't be here in Campton, a little one-horse town like Campton. I would be somewhere in New York or Chicago or St. Louis or some big city where I could really make more money. That's what most of us about anyway, make money. People respect money. You know, if you got money, then you're somebody. But if you don't have money, then you're nobody. You're nothing. But God don't see it that way. And I believe God sent me here for this purpose, to do this. But he had to show me. I realized, and like I said, I've had some nice things. I know what it's like to enjoy. I've enjoyed some of the nicest things in this life, but they didn't last. And I don't care how nice your things are. You can buy your new car and new clothes and all that, but if you got to sign your name on the dotted line to get it, that's not a blessing. You're putting your neck back in bondage. You get your new car. If you get a new car, oh, thank God, Lord, bless me with a new car. Okay, you got your new car. Now, but you're in debt for 6 years for $600 a month. So does that make you free? The Bible says the truth make you free. You ain't free when you got. You have to. You're in bondage because if you don't get up and go to work and pay that note, they're gonna take the car away from you. Now, where's your blessing? What's so blessed about that? You got a new house, okay? You got the new house. You're obligated to it for 30 years. That's fine. But if you have to work two or three jobs, you can't pay your tithe. You can't give your offering. You can't even come to church because you got to go to work. Nobody said nothing about that. But we'd praise the Lord. If you can praise the Lord, yeah, praise him. Yeah, God is good. He's good. And it's good to praise God and worship him. But worshiping him out of your mouth and not in your heart. See, like Jesus said, you worship me in vain because your heart is far from me. You worship me with your mouth. That's a con, you know. Like I said, I survived the ghettos in this United States. Some ghettos in this United States. I was raised up on the farm, partially raised on the farm, but I survived some ghettos. And to survive in the ghetto, brother, you got to have God on your side. I thought it was me. I thought I was, you know, kind of sharp because I knew how to do some things, you know, beat on cards, switch dice and all that. But even then, God was looking out for me. God was protecting me. I didn't realize it then, but I know now. But we all have been through some things. See, if you ain't ever been through nothing, you can't help nobody. But I've been through some things, and God, thank God, wants you to have the benefit of some things I've been through. I'm trying to show you and tell you that if the way is God's way or no way, like we have a saying in the street, my way or highway, that's the way God is, his way or highway. But God's not cold-hearted like some of us. He'll even allow us, even after we disobey him, he still loves us. And that's why I have to love you, because in spite of you, I still love you enough to tell you the truth. As I see it. I can't say that I have all the truth, because I don't know. That's just like when you go to court. When you go to court, they say, tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. You don't know the whole truth. So how can you tell it? You can tell by what you saw, but you can't tell the whole truth, because you don't know what motivated the person to do what they did or whatever. But God knows. And we can fool some of the people all the time, all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of us all the time. That's a true saying. That's not biblical, but I believe that. Anyway, like I said last week, I'm going to love you in spite of you, like God loves me in spite of me. And I know I've been blessed by God's love and his protection down through the years. I've been to places where, as they said, that old song of Charlie Daniels, I think, that song, it ran through the briars and ran through the bushes and ran through places where rabbits couldn't go. I've been there, done that. And God protected me through it all. And in spite of all of that, I still didn't have no criminal record. And because I tried to stay away from crime as much as I could, because as you know, somebody might think that, you know, well, because he lived in the cities most of his life, he think he's more. No, I don't think that. If I really thought, I'd still be in the city. I'm a country boy. Born in the country, raised in the country. I got away from the country because I wanted to get away from them cotton fields and things. You see, I was born in it, but I wasn't glued to it. And I thank God that I did get away from it, because I learned some things that you just don't learn out here in the backwoods. And don't think that you know at all just because you acquired some things. See, that don't mean nothing. Well, you've acquired some things because everywhere people have things. And we're all in this fight together. It will fight against Satan. Satan is trying his best to destroy the human race, because human is what he wanted to be like God, and God made man like him in his likeness and image. So God's not gonna change his mind about whatever he started to do, he's gonna finish it. Now we can be with him or against him if it just takes a few of us. It's many are called, but few are chosen.